If you've ever peeled an onion, then you know that the first thin papery layer reveals another thin papery layer, and that layer reveals another and another. And before you know it, you have hundreds of layers all over the kitchen table and thousands of tears in your eyes. Sorry that you ever started peeling in the first place, and wishing that you'd left the onion alone, to wither away on the shelf of the pantry while you went on with your life. Even if that meant never again enjoying the complicated and overwhelming taste of this strange and bitter vegetable. In this way, the story of the Baudelaire orphans is like an onion. And if you insist on reading each and every thin, papery layer in a series of unfortunate events, your only reward will be 170 chapters of misery in your library and countless tears in your eyes. Even if you have read the first 12 volumes of the Baudelaire story, it is not too late to stop peeling away the layers and to put this book back on the shelf to wither away while you read something less complicated and overwhelming. The end of this unhappy chronicle is like its bad beginning, as each misfortune only reveals another, and another, and another, and only those with the stomach for this strange and bitter tale should venture any further into the Baudelaire onion. I'm sorry to tell you this, but that is how the story goes.